Today is the Ides of March, March 15th. Is the right form of the verb to be, because there can be no singular Ide. The term comes from the ancient Roman calendar. In Rome, the days of the month didn't have numbers as they do today. Instead, there were names. The first day of a Roman month was the calends, as in calendar. About a week later came the nones, and about a week after that came the Ides. Romans calculated the exact day from those three points. March 14th would be the day before the Ides of March. March 16th was 17 days before the calends of April. You never counted after, always before. Of course, the Ides of March is a date forever linked to its Shakespearean warning. So to celebrate the Ides of March, here is an old recording that we came across. It's Orson Welles and his Mercury Theater from 1938 performing excerpts from Shakespeare's Julius Caesar.
Peace, count the clock.
'Tis time to part.
Shall no man else be touched but only Caesar?
Decius well urged. I think it is not meet Mark Antony, so well beloved of Caesar, should outlive Caesar.
Our course will seem too bloody, Caius Cassius. To cut the head off and then hack the limbs. For Antony is but a limb of Caesar. Let us be sacrificers, but not butchers, Caius. We all stand up against the spirit of Caesar, and in the spirit of men, there is no blood. Oh, that we could come by Caesar's spirit, and not dismember Caesar. But alas, Caesar must bleed for it. And gentle friends, let's kill him boldly, but not wrathfully. Let's carve him as a dish fit for the gods, not hew him as a carcass fit for hounds.
The morning comes upon us. We leave you, Brutus.
Give me our hands all over, one by one.
And let us swear our resolution.
No, not an oath. If not the face of men, the sufferance of our souls, the time's abuse, if these be motives weak, break off betimes and every man hence to his idle bed. So let high-sighted tyranny range on till each man drop by lottery. But if these, as I'm sure they do, bear fire enough to kindle cowards and to steal with valor the melting spirits of women, then, countrymen, what need we any spur but our own cause to prick us to redress? What other bond than secret Romans that have spoke the word and will not falter? And what other oath than honesty? To honesty engaged, that this shall be, for we will fall for it.
The Ides of March are come.
I, Caesar, was not done.
Casca, be sudden. We fear for vengeance.
Beat hands for me!
Et tu, Brute? Then fall, Caesar.
Liberty.
Freedom!
Tyranny is dead!
Well, hence proclaim, crying about the street.
Peace! Freedom!
Go to the pulpit, Brutus, Cassius, too.
Tyranny is dead! Freedom! Liberty!
How many ages hence shall this our lofty scene be acted over, in state unborn and accents yet unknown? How many times shall Caesar bleed in sport that now on Pompey's basis lies along, no worthier than the dust?
The Mercury Theatre with Orson Welles in a condensed version of William Shakespeare's play Julius Caesar, recorded for Columbia Records in 1938. Thanks to listener Dr. Robert J. O'Brien of Buckhannon, West Virginia, for bringing that recording to our attention, and to David Giovannoni of Gaithersburg, Maryland, for transferring the disc to a digital format for us.